It's time to go again to the A Moment of Science mailbag. A listener writes, "Dear A Moment of Science, my kids are in elementary school, and they keep picking up germs there and getting sick. At least that's what I think is happening. It's probably the school bathrooms that are the problem spots for germs, right?"
It's certainly true that schools harbor lots of germs. But surprisingly, bathrooms are not particularly bad when it comes to catching them.
Really? Why not?
Because schools tend to clean bathrooms pretty carefully. But the same can't be said for cafeteria trays and tables, classroom desks, and drinking fountain spigots. They get cleaned, but not always well enough, and so germs accumulate. For example, at least one study has found that school water fountain spigots harbor almost 1,000 times as much bacteria and mold as the average school toilet seat.
So basically, kids are touching water fountains, desks, cafeteria trays, door handles, whatever, picking up germs, and then touching their faces and mouths and getting sick.
Precisely. Around 22 million school days are lost in the United States every year from kids catching colds and other illnesses at school. But it doesn't have to be that way. Schools can do their part by trying to clean more thoroughly. That's tough when budgets are tight, though. So kids can help by washing their hands regularly at school, especially before and after eating.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. That web address again is amomentofscience.org. For A Moment of Science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.